Today we're going to take a ragavocal cot and turn it into a moving, syncopated riser in Ableton Live 12, using the groove pool in a way that really brings the phrase to life. This is an intermediate technique, and it's super useful in drum and bass, jungle and rolling bass music, because instead of relying on a generic white noise riser, we're building tension from something with attitude. A vocal cut has character already. The groove pool helps us make it push, drag, and breathe before we resample it into a brand new FX layer. Think of the end result like this. A ride a phrase that feels like it's being pulled toward the drop, with that dark rave energy and a little bit of human swing. Not too clean, not too polished, just energetic, raw, and musical. So let's start with the source. First, choose the right raga cut. You want something short, punchy, and rhythmic. Strong consonants help a lot. Words like pull up, sound boy, selecta, or wheel and come again work really well because they already have movement in the language. If your sample is longer than one or two bars, trim it down first. For a riser, short and percussive usually wins. Now drag the vocal into an audio track and get the warp settings right. Double-click the clip, turn warp on, and choose a warp mode that suits the source. If it's a full vocal phrase, Complex Pro is usually the safest starting point. If you want less CPU load, Complex is fine too. If the sample is more percussive or a little rough around the edges, Beats can work nicely as well. At this stage, don't overcomplicate it. Keep the transpose natural unless you're intentionally changing the character. If you're using Complex Pro, leave the formants neutral at first. And if the clip feels like it's drifting, place warp markers on strong syllables so the phrase stays tight. You want the vocal to stay controlled before we start reshaping the rhythm. Next, we're going to slice it. This is where it starts feeling more like a performance instrument than just an audio clip. Right-click the vocal and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, slice by transients, and let Ableton create a drum rack from the slices. That gives you direct access to each vocal hit on separate pads, which is perfect for rearranging the phrase into a DNB-style build. If you want a bit more hands-on control, you can also drop the sample into simpler in slice mode and trigger the slices from there. But for this lesson, the drum rack route is the fastest and most flexible. Now comes the core trick, the groove pool. A lot of people think groove is just for drums, but that's not the move here. We're going to use groove to give the vocal slices a skanky, off-grid feel. Open the groove pool and try a groove like MPC 16 swing, or one of the more specific swing variations like 57, 59, or 62. You can also pull a groove from a classic breakbeat if you want, the jungle DNA baked into the phrase. The important thing is not to overdo it. For DNB, you usually want a subtle amount of swing, enough to make it feel alive, but not so much that it gets lazy or loses impact. A good starting point is timing around 10 to 30%. Shuffle somewhere around 40 to 60 depending on the groove, and random kept very low, if used at all. A little velocity variation can help too, but keep it restrained. Here's a useful teacher tip. If the vocal source is too smooth, add a little transient shaping or light clipping before you slice it. Groove works best when it has something to grab onto. Also, don't quantize everything perfectly before applying groove. Leaving a few hits slightly imperfect can make the final result feel more human and more animated. Once you've got a groove, create a short MIDI pattern using the vocal slices. For example, you might place pull on beat 1, up slightly later, then sound and boy as the bar moves forward. You can build a simple one bar or two bar phrase, then apply the groove to the MIDI clip. What you're listening for is movement. The vocal should feel like it's leaning into the beat in a musical way. It might land a little early or a little late, but that's the point. In DNB, groove is part of the tension. It helps the phrase feel like it's spiraling upward instead of just repeating. Now let's shape it into a riser. A good approach is to make the first bar more spacious, then increase the density in the second bar. Start with longer note lengths in the first half, then shorten them as you approach the drop. By the final beat, you want fast little stutters that create urgency. Think of it like the phrase is getting more excited as it gets closer to impact. You can also add pitch movement here. Automate the sample or clip transpose upward over the two bars, maybe by +3 to +7 semitones, depending on the vibe. You don't have to do one smooth ramp either. Sometimes small jumps every half bar feel more ragga and more animated than a straight pitch rise. A tiny dip before the final lift can make the ending hit even harder. This is also a good place to use alternative slice behaviors. If the phrase starts feeling repetitive, switch some hits to trigger mode for crisp stabs and use gate on others for a more played, expressive feel. A few small manual changes in note length or placement can stop the loop from sounding too robotic. At this point, it's time to resample. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record the phrase as it plays. This step is huge, because once you print it to audio, you can edit much faster and commit to the sound. You're no longer just working with MIDI slices. You've got a real, unique FX layer you can treat like a finished part. And honestly, that's one of the best habits in electronic production. Print early, then edit the audio. Once the groove and pitch movement feel right, resample it. After that, you can make tiny fades, reverse tails, or quick rearrangements in audio much more efficiently. Now let's process the resampled layer. A solid Ableton stock chain might start with a Q8 high pass at somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, so the low end stays clear. If there's mud in the low mids, cut some of that around 300 to 600 Hz. If the vocal needs a little more presence, a gentle boost in the 2 to 5 kHz area can help it cut through a dense DNB mix. After that, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try analog clip or soft sign, and use soft clip if needed. This gives the vocal more edge so it can stand up against heavy drums and bass. Then bring in auto filter. A band pass or high pass filter works well for build tension, especially if you automate the cutoff upward over time. A bit of resonance can make the vocal feel more whistly and intense, which is great for a riser. Echo is another big one. Use a sync delay like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted. Keep the feedback moderate and filter the repeat so they don't muddy the drop. A little modulation can make the space feel wider and more ravey. Add reverb after that if you want more size. Keep it filtered and controlled so it doesn't wash out the phrase. Medium to large size, a few seconds of decay, and a touch of pre-delay can work nicely. Then use utility if you want to manage stereo width. A smart move is to keep the dry vocal fairly centered and widen only the ambience. That keeps the riser powerful without wrecking mono compatibility. If you want a bit more glue, a light compressor can help, but don't squash the life out of it. This should still feel like a vocal with attitude, not a flattened effect. Now we automate the build. This is where everything comes together. As the phrase rises, automate the filter cutoff up, the reverb wet level up a bit, maybe the delay feedback slightly up too, and the pitch rising gently as well. You can even bring up saturator drive in the last half bar to make the final push a little rougher and more intense. A really effective DNB move is to make the final half bar feel like everything is being sucked inward. Narrow the space, tighten the rhythm, and then cut it hard right before the drop. That abrupt stop gives the drop way more impact. Also, remember to check the phrase in context. A vocal riser might sound amazing solo, but once the snare roll, bass automation, and crash all come in, it can get crowded fast. Always audition it at full arrangement volume so you know it's actually doing its job in the mix. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overswing it. Too much groove can make the phrase feel detached from the drums. You want motion, not wobble. Second, don't leave too much low end in the vocal. Raga cuts often have room tone and low mid junk that can cloud the transition. High pass it properly. Third, don't wait too long to resample. If you keep everything live for too long, you may overread it and lose the energy. Print it when it feels good. And fourth, don't make it too polite. Raga vocal cuts should have bite. A little saturation, some clipping, maybe a rough edge or two, can make all the difference. If you want to push it further, try groove stacking. Use a subtler groove in the first bar and a stronger groove in the second bar, then flatten it right before the drop for a sharper snap. You can also reverse just one or two slices near the end for a suction-like effect. Tiny reverse accents can make the build feel way more alive without turning it into a generic reverse sweep. Another strong variation is micro-pitch movement. Instead of one smooth rise, try little jumps every half bar or a quick dip before the final climb. Those tiny details often sound more interesting and more raga than a standard linear rise. Here's a great mini practice exercise. Build a 2-bar riser from a single vocal cut. Slice it to MIDI, create a sparse first bar and a denser second bar. Apply an MPC-style swing groove at around 20% timing. Automate pitch up 5 semitones over the 2 bars, and open the filter as the phrase progresses. Then resample it, process it with EQ, saturator, auto filter and echo, and place it right before your drop. If you want a challenge, make 2 versions, one skanky and swinging, and one darker, tighter, and more aggressive. So to recap, you've now learned how to turn a raga vocal cut into a groove-driven riser in Ableton Live 12 by warping and slicing the vocal, applying groove pull feel to the MIDI, shaping the phrase into a rising build, resampling it into audio, and processing it with stock devices for grit, width, and tension. This technique is powerful because it blends jungle rhythm, DNB arrangement energy, vocal attitude, and modern resampling workflow. Once you get comfortable with it, try the same approach on crowd chants, MC shouts, dub sirens, or even chopped amen fragments. That's how you build transition effects that feel musical, raw, and unmistakably drum and bass.